guys, this episode is about the two tornadoes that left a deadly trail of destruction in Tennessee. It happened on Tuesday, March 3rd, 2020. We went to bed the previous night and we woke up to destruction, and it was really crazy, and that's what this episode is about. So two powerful tornadoes with up to 175 miles per hour winds touched down in Nashville, Tennessee earlier this week, and it caused widespread destruction and it killed 24 people. So the National Weather Service confirmed on Wednesday that an EF4 tornado hit Putnam County, while an EF3 tornado slammed Davidson and Wilson counties. And so it left 24 people dead, lots of buildings destroyed, and just chaos all over the place. But we're thankful that we were spared, and we'll continue to pray for those who were really, really affected. This episode is pretty much myself and Ade reporting about the situation from our car on Tuesday morning as we waited for relief, basically. We're trying to figure out the next steps after the tornado. When Ade and I recorded this episode, we had no idea what the real damage was, and it wasn't until a few days later that we realized that our neighbors and people around us had their homes destroyed and everything taken from them. When we recorded this episode, we were actually really relieved because we didn't have too much damage. We had only our power was out and cell service was out. That's pretty much what we experienced. But our neighbors and people around us actually had worse things happen. People actually died. And so if you can do anything to help, I hope they're able to reach out to the appropriate agencies and contribute. And if you can't, just say a prayer for the people in Nashville and Tennessee today, because they need your prayers. Tennessee is called the volunteer state, and so a lot of people have just come on out to support, to volunteer, and to help those who are actually in need. And that's something we're really thankful for. It's because people just leave the comfort of their homes and they come out and they help. So those suffering from the damage are not suffering alone, because their neighbors and strangers and everyone is just trying to do the best that they can. We're called the volunteer state in Tennessee, and there's a reason for that, because people out here are really generous. And even at work, I receive emails and, you know, if you need anything, let us know, whatever you need. And it's very heartwarming to have people reach out to you and just let you know that they're there for you when you need them, especially when things happen. And so that's one thing we're really thankful for, living in Tennessee. And so my friends and my church group, we're going to do a lot of volunteering this weekend. And so we're not really having any church service or anything. We're going to just go out and, you know, hand out food and also help people. So those who are able to help people clear out the debris from their homes, they're going to go ahead and do that. But the rest of us are just going to pack lunches and hand out to people, the volunteers and the families, and just hope that that brings some kind of relief to people right now. Especially now that they've lost virtually everything. And we're thankful for life, and we're thankful for family and friends. Especially today, we're thankful for strangers who show up when you really do need them.
Hi, I'm Ozzy. Welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast. I believe that stories are powerful, and by sharing, we can grow together. That's why I created the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast, to share the unique stories and experiences of African immigrants abroad. Each week, you'll hear topics pertaining to education, healthcare, and career choices, or just pure banter. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Welcome, guys. Today is, what's today?
Today is Nigeria Day.
Today is Nigeria Day in America. We feel like we're back in Nigeria. And not even in Lagos, Nigeria, in my village. Because Lagos is very chaotic.
Where's your village again? Umuahia.
Umuahia, Ubakala, Umuahia. So I'm from Umuahia, local government area. But I'm also from Ubakala, even in my village. You know? So I said, are you from Nashville? Are you from Heritage? We all claim that we're from Nashville. Even.
So yesterday we were in we were technically in the U.S. No, we were in Nashville.
We're in Nashville yesterday, and today we woke up in Nigeria.
We're in Bakala,
but in a nice place in Nigeria, like my village, not in Lagos, because of the chaos. Because now it's like cool.
It's like Lagos chaos still.
How?
Can't see the road.
And how did that happen? Really, the last time because last night I woke up at midnight, because you were either talking to yourself or you were trying to, you're fiddling with the UPS.
Trying to tell you that you should go to bed. So there was a, we get tornado warnings. Right. From time to time.
Right? It sounds like a siren noise.
Yeah, the siren going on.
It's like, I'll play the noise right now in this clip. Yeah, so you can hear what a tornado warning sounds like.
So from time to time, we actually get those warnings, right? Maybe we'll get a emergency notice on our phone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at least the time that I've been here, it's just typically like bad, you know, maybe like very heavy rain. And we weren't really expecting anything that serious. Mm-hmm. And there's this Twitter page I follow. It's called, I think, Nashville Severe Weather or Nashville something weather. And on that page, they were like, okay, this is for real, for real. If you're in these particular areas, go to the lowest room that you have in your house. Mm-hmm. It's like, go to your basement.
So you were actually tracking this?
Yeah, I was actually tracking the, you know, even the track of the tornado that was going to come through. Mm. You know, we had a warning that was going to be active until 1 a.m. in the morning. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we were just, you know, thinking, okay, 1 a.m. will come and go and nothing will really happen.
Right.
But, yeah, quite a lot happened.
What were you up doing at 1 a.m. though?
I was actually doing my schoolwork, which is another story for
another day. Did you finish?
No. Because they took lights.
Yeah. I thought you had a UPS to help you.
It's just supposed to keep your computer on for you to like properly shut down, not for you to continue working.
I thought it would give you at least an hour of work.
No. Yeah. Besides, you don't want to risk it. Too. So I got that warning. The lights were flickering a little bit. I was like, this one is serious. So, mm-hmm. And like I said, we've gotten those warnings before, but nothing's really happened before. Mm-hmm. So I was just thinking that, okay, yeah, the lights will flicker a little bit and then we'll just get on with our day. But nice. They took lights.
You know, we don't say they took, they seized it. Mm-hmm. Actually,
Ozzy was sleeping in the living
room. I was sleeping. I have this thing where I'm watching TV, and if Ade is in the study working, I tend to wait for you while I watch TV, but I end up sleeping off. So I woke up because you were fiddling with the UPS.
Yeah, I was trying to turn off all the, trying to like take out all the sockets, you know, from the wall.
I wonder if you could charge your phone on the UPS, actually, with whatever battery is left there.
You can, but, yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, so that happened. And like I said, I just thought that they're taking lights. Whenever I say taking, they mean there's no electricity. Mm-hmm. I'd imagine that they're, you know, shut down electricity just out of abundance of
precautionary, you know, measure.
Yeah, just for caution, you know. And, you know, maybe we'll bring it back, like, you know, lights will be back in an hour or something. Mm. This is over 12 hours after.
Yes, in fact, we are actually recording from our car
right now.
Recording because computer. We don't have power in the mm-hmm. house, and
we're charging our phones
in the car, everything.
You know,
I just realized how much dependent we are on electricity, because even our stove
thing,
our cooker electricity. We can't even boil water.
We can't dispense water. No, I mean, luckily we have running
unravel
water.
Unravel that whole thing.
We have running water you know, we can take a shower. Cold water shower. But, you know.
It's been a struggle, you guys, because I hate cold water. Even in Nigeria. Even in Nigeria, I never showered with cold water. Mm. I used to boil water.
Okay. So,
mixed with cold.
This morning I just had to revert back to Lagos mode, you know, just quick, you know, back to how we were living before.
How were you living before? Me, I was never living like that though.
Okay.
No, seriously. Yeah, I was trying to explain to you.
In a controlled environment.
Yeah, I've always lived in a controlled environment, but I've always had power. I've always had hot water.
Hello. Yeah.
Hey, I can't do. So, you guys, it's not part of me. I'm not used to it.
I'll take a quick shower with cold water. I know we're going back and forth in this story. It's not linear, but basically what we're trying to say is that
found we are ourselves, back to base. Yeah, so we don't even know when the power is coming back on. Thankfully, we were able to get some food from a neighboring town. from around. We're able to drive and get food.
So in the... I'm sorry to jump in. So in the area that we're living, the general city that we're in,
Davidson County.
I want to imagine that there isn't any electricity. These ones are going to hotel.
People are absconding. They can't manage.
Anyway, so yeah, because they have a kid and everything.
Oh yeah. Mm. Let's go to hotel.
Yeah. Can't do it. Sleeping. At least the cool breeze is blowing. Anyway, back to my story. Mm-hmm. Davidson County. There isn't electricity because there's some the high voltage cables. I took some pictures. I went outside today to take some pictures, mm-hmm. and those power cables have you know, broken, and they're all on the ground. Mm-hmm. So you'd typically, you know, turn off electricity from the substations. So that's the case right now. They have to repair those high tension cables, and that might take a couple of days, at least in my estimation. So we are going to, we're probably going to be without electricity for maybe 2 or 3 days.
Wow. Do they name tornadoes?
I don't know.
Like they name the hurricanes and things like that? No, this one was bad. This one was really bad. I heard that 22 people died. Yeah. I heard that people's property, like, it was really bad.
Luckily, like, where we live, nothing really happened.
Yeah. Like, we live right next behind to the freeway, too. Yeah.
A couple of streets behind us, some cars have been turned over. You know, nothing happened here.
Absolutely, you know what? I think it's good, because see all these trees? They could have become...
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, potential hazards, actually. Yeah. They could have fallen on the building, destroyed things, but... You know?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, just by the Kroger that we live close to, that area is like upside down.
Yeah.
You know, there's a Panera Bread, you know, all those places, the buildings badly have just been badly damaged. And that's just a couple of streets away from us. So, you know, have to be thankful. Thank God that, you know, we're safe.
Thank God. And we also prefer everyone else.
Again, there's no electricity and we have no service on our phone. I don't even know how you're going to send this out.
Yeah, we don't have service. We're just recording this. Just to take note of what happened today.
You know, my parents were calling to, you know, checking on us because, you know, I think they had seen stuff on CNN.
Right.
Like, hey, what's happening?
Like, I had to drive a little to where, because all this area, like, we don't have cell service, we don't have power. But I drove like 15 minutes away from this area so I could just call people and let them know that we're okay.
Yeah.
And that everything is fine.
Yeah.
But... it's just, I'm thankful that we're experiencing it together and not like I'm calling you on the phone from Nashville to Nigeria and say, hey, guess what, you know?
Yeah, because it's even hard to even actually get self-service. It's just a quick update.
Quick update, and today is Super Tuesday, too.
All right, it's true.
Today is Super Tuesday, people are voting.
That are voting. Congrats to them.
Congratulations to them. I don't think I'm going to be voting around here. This area has been automatically cut off from the vote.
Yep. Oh, was that me? Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, this area has been cut off from any form of voting.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, if you probably hear in the background, there are a lot of, like, ambulances, police cars that are driving past to, you know, take care of them. Yeah.
Because we don't have, like, even our street lights and our, what do you call them, traffic lights?
Yeah, traffic lights aren't working.
They're not working, so.
Everyone is back to...
You'd expect more chaos, actually, when the streets are not working. People take advantage of, you know, the situation. But no, people are actually respectful of each other. I just realized everything is hooked to the lights, to the electricity. And
so we live close to a hospital. And earlier this morning, there were, I think, the high-risk patients were being flown out of...
they were being evacuated.
Yeah, out of the hospital. So like a lot of helicopters that were just, like, buzzing in and out. Yeah, man, it's just like I said, it's just a quick update, just
and to all our friends who reached out, thank you so much.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it. I'm still getting people reaching out to me right now, actually praying for us and telling us that they hope we're fine, we're doing okay. We just don't have clients, power,
like, reaching out to me to ask how I'm doing.
Because
I mean, I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, but if this persists, we're going to go and check into a hotel. If our water gets cut off, we're going to go check into a hotel. We're not at the point where we can just damn it all and just go and leave.
It's not dire. Put it that way.
And the good thing about this, so let's talk about the good part of not having power, because there is a good side to not having power. I think for me personally, the good side is that we can just finally put down our phones and our things and just connect. Now I can finally, like, tell you, hey, I'm here.
I mean, the funny thing, and it's important, you know, you're able to talk to people, you're able to even just, like, out here outside us just talking. I was just walking the road and, you know, everyone is just walking the road looking. You know,
and you know that lady, what she told you, what did she tell you?
There was one old lady that I met an older lady when I was walking to, I was taking some pictures of some of the damage.
Maybe I can share that on my page or on social media so people can see. You didn't get too close, but you got some, got pretty good pictures.
I'll show you some of the damage. There was a lady I saw, and you know, an older lady, she's like 60 something, and she's just like, you know, what's happening right now just kind of tells you that, you know, technology, all the phones, all these things that you think that make you feel connected don't really matter. Mm-hmm. You know, because when all this breaks down, mm-hmm. you know, nothing works. So it's just important to be thankful. So basically, she just said that, you know, let's just be thankful for, you know, you're able to see, you're able to hear, mm-hmm. you know, you have, you know, your legs and your hands are working.
It makes you remember what's really important actually to you. Mm-hmm. And appreciate everything so much more. And someone was asking me, how did we have breakfast this morning? And I was just like, to be honest, we couldn't turn on the stove. We couldn't make anything. Mm-hmm. We had a really good dinner last night. We had pounded yam. I made pounded yam and betsa okra soup. Like, you know, when you eat food and you just like sleep off you eat food and you sleep. That's the kind of food I made last night. Mm-hmm. So it's the Holy Spirit that said she made that food. Because he knew that in the morning we may not eat breakfast.
No, bread. We have to eat.
So when we woke up this morning, we're not even hungry at all. Bricklayer diet. Yeah, we had to eat like heavy food last night. We didn't even know what was going to happen. But somehow this morning, when it was all going down, I was, you know, I had to actually go into work this morning. Yeah. And as I was sitting down there, someone asked me that, how did you make breakfast? Are you hungry? And I was just like, funny enough, I'm not hungry. Mm-hmm. I had like serious...
I don't know how to explain my... It's not like eating all this kind of without their sandwich or whatever it's like.
It took me a while to get hungry, actually. It took me a real bit. I want to read a shout out from one of our podcast listeners. I really love it when people leave reviews for us because, so, you know, we're in another part of the world making these episodes and, you know, trying to connect with people. Mm-hmm. And every single time that someone reaches out and says, hey, I hear you guys, I enjoy this podcast, it actually encourages us to go the extra mile. Because right now we're, you know, recording. We don't even have power. We're sitting in our car just like making this episode, and we don't have to because we could be like, okay, let's take this week off because, you know, but it's guys like you who send us messages that just keep us going. And pretty much what he said. So shout out to Omar Bati from the US. It says here, Apple Podcast US. But what he says is that very entertaining, enlightening, and empowering. Bless up. Thanks to Trillian for this excellent podcast. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. So you guys, if you'd love to leave a message for us on the podcast, if you'd love to leave a review of the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast, you can do that on your favorite podcast app. You can do that on Apple Podcasts. Just listen to an episode. If you like it, please give us a 5-star rating. We would appreciate that a lot. You know, there's some people that don't like to give 5 stars. They're like, nothing in this world is perfect. It's okay. We understand. Nothing is perfect. But what your ratings do is that they tell other people about the podcast. Right. They increase the visibility of the podcast. People get to find out about what we're doing, and it's just a whole lot better, you know. So we're able to spread this message even further. So this is the Tales of an African Princess in America podcast. We hope you enjoyed the little update we're doing this week. We're not doing anything too heavy because we have so much going on right now. We're trying to figure out the situation.
There's no light.
There is no light as we speak. In fact, this episode, there's no service to upload it. Mm-hmm. So anytime people get
it, you see it.
If you don't see, just know that.
Hear it.
It's getting darker and darker, you guys. It's reminding me about my village. You know, my village, Bakala. Every time we're in the village with our grandparents, mm-hmm. there's never light. Or if there's light, it's one flickering rain. Mm-hmm. Ugh. Yeah, but we're going to try to make the best of the situation. Mm-hmm. I read something motivational this week, and I just want to leave you guys with that. Right? Sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. Right? You never lose. Sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. In this situation, we're learning. We've learned so much about what we need to do to be ready for just being prepared. Like, we don't have like lanterns, we don't even have flashlight in our house, but we're learning that we need it because, you know, someone on Instagram, actually one of our Instagram friends, reached out and said that he actually has a generator because he lives in Texas, and when they had that Harvey, I think it's Hurricane Harvey, he was without power for a while, right. And he had to buy a standby generator. And I was like, really, in America? He's like, yeah. So now we're learning about the things that we actually really need, and so we'll be better prepared next time. But from Addy and Ozzy, it's thank you for listening to this episode. And we'll see you on the next one.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi from Nashville, Nigeria.
America, I can say that this is the very first time that I experienced this kind of damage, but also it's also the very first time that I experienced the humanity and just the generosity of the people around. And I can say that people around here are really, really generous, and they come out and they help their neighbors, and it's just mind-warming. I hope you found this episode helpful. Addy and I just gave a little bit of insight to what our lives have been like in the past couple days. And yeah, if you can help, if you can actually volunteer and you live in Tennessee and you're not affected, please do so. But if you can't, please just pray for the families, and that would help as well. Have a good day, guys. Bye-bye.
Hey listener, what do you think about this episode? Do you have a question or some feedback that you would like to provide, or a suggestion for a future guest? Now you can send me a voice message. Voice messages are an easy way for you to send me audio messages that just might end up on a future episode of the podcast. You can send me a voice message right now just by clicking on the link in my show notes. Can't wait to hear from you.